Still hoping for a peaceful solution. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Diplomacy is always a possibility.
But President Biden says he is now convinced his Russian counterpart has decided to invade Ukraine.
White House officials quietly admit the prospect of avoiding invasion is slim. Russian allegations of shelling and missile deployments setting the false flag pretext officials warned about. Plus, the White House now says the hack on Ukraine's critical military and infrastructure network was Russia's doing. The hack allowed Russia to collect intelligence and preposition for a massive outage that would precede a bloody invasion.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Canadian police in Ottawa moving to end the truckers' protest, arresting more than 100 people yesterday and towing away about two dozen vehicles. Ottawa's interim police chief, Steve Bell, says the cleanup operation will continue through the weekend.
We're in control of the situation on the ground and continue to push forward to clear our streets.
A group of clergy members in Canada writing Prime Minister Trudeau denouncing him for cracking down on the Freedom Convoy. Instead of just talking to them, the clergy calling Trudeau's actions tyrannical. Bar and restaurant patrons in Boston will no longer need to show proof they've been vaccinated. The city lifting its vaccine mandate for indoor public spaces, effective immediately. President Biden has signed the stopgap spending bill.
The measure buys more time for congressional leaders to finalize a long-term spending bill to run through the rest of the fiscal year. Senators approved the stopgap bill on a 65-27 vote after narrowly defeating Republican amendments aimed at stripping funding tied to vaccine mandates.
Fox's Jared Halperin. A federal judge has refused to throw out civil lawsuits filed against former President Trump, charging he encouraged the incursion at the U.S. Capitol last year. The judge ruling the president's January 6th rally was not protected speech. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Public health agencies are investigating a possible sub-strain of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
Cases of COVID virus infection likely due to the virus's Omicron variant are waning, but there's a subtype or strain of the variant some scientists have been referring to as stealth, in that many of the available frontline tests can't easily detect it. New research now shows the second strain of Omicron is also much tougher in that it can spread faster, but there's been no determination if it leads to increased chances of hospitalization or if it resists vaccines. So far, public health agencies are not sounding alarms. The research came from South Africa and Denmark. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A report from the Pentagon's Inspector General has found at least 50 Afghan evacuees who were brought to the U.S. in the wake of the withdrawal from Afghanistan have potentially significant security concerns. The report says U.S. agencies did not use all available data when vetting the Afghan evacuees. With Americans paying more for everyday items, the nation's farmers are warning it will only get worse as inflation impacts the food supply chain.
North Carolina farmer Brooks Barnes says he's hoping just to break even this year.
Our fertilizer, our lime, our chemicals, our seeds, our machinery, our parts, and availability of things, too, is nerve-wracking right now.
Liquid nitrogen to put on wheat was $175 a ton. Now it is $500 a ton. Roundup weed killer was $16 a gallon, he said. Now it is $60.
And the commodity markets are up, but they're not up enough to offset the cost of inflation.
Barnes says he'd like policymakers and government officials to focus on fuel costs, as he says even if there's enough supply of something, increased gas prices have increased shipping costs dramatically, which he said trickles down to what they pay for those supplies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.